time now for your comments. First, correction of a story last week about whether defendants facing the death penalty received adequate legal representation in court. The story incorrectly attributed to South Carolina prosecutor Kevin Brackett the view that defendants may get inadequate counsel during their trials, but that their appeals are handled by the pros. Brackett did not say that, and NPR News apologizes for the error. Listener Maureen Kelly of Queens in New York City called about Lawrence Magni's commentary on the BBC cutting back on shortwave radio broadcasts.
I've been listening to shortwave for about 15 years and to the superior quality of those broadcasts, and would only add that their reasons for discontinuing the transmissions don't compare with mine for convenience of listening. I too have a computer and listen to the very limited updates on public broadcasting, but try plugging in your computer in bed late at night and listening to their dramas, or bringing your television down to the begonias on a spring day. The BBC on shortwave was just so cool, and now it's not. My life is unalterably changed.
Jacqueline Jones commented on Jerry Hatton's story on the U.S. men's soccer team versus Mexico. She says it's inexcusable that the story didn't specify which U.S. soccer team played. She writes, "In the United States, the U.S. women's soccer team is the most successful U.S. women's team in history and the most successful U.S. soccer team of any gender. To refer to the U.S. soccer team and never clarify that the team referred to is the men's U.S. soccer team is at best lousy journalism, at worst unadulterated sexism." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.